Vayter and Shastri and Bavabasa Daf Lamadal. Pick it up on Lamagim on Babes by the bottom of page 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. Zak the Gemara. Hahuda Amelechavir. There's a guy who says to his friend, my boy Slayara, what are you doing in this land? Amelech said back to him, Minach Savnis, what do you mean? I bought it from you. Vachaltiu Shnei Chazaka. Not only that, I ate it the amount of years I need for a Chazaka. 3 years. I see Chad Sad the Chalot Tlas Shani. And then the squatter brought one aid that he used the land for 3 years, but he couldn't find the second one. So now he's stuck. He has to give it up. Now, they wanted to go and say, Hainu Naska de Rabbi Abba. This is the well-known case of Naska de Rabbi Abba. That's the, what's the Naska of Rabbi Abba? The silver bar of Rabbi Abba. Well, what's that, you ask? I'm glad you asked. There was a guy who grabbed a silver bar from his friend. Also, given to Rabbi Abba, he came from Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of him. And he brought an aid that this guy grabbed the silver from him. He's like, hey, that guy grabbed it from me. So the guy who grabbed it said, in, chatfi, it's true. I did grab it. But I grabbed my thing. Bam, bam, bam. Really, it was mine that I took. Vami says, peep, turn the page. Lamed al Malaf. Heichini dainua dayane mahaidina. How do the judges judge this particular case? L'shalem. You want to say that this guy should go ahead and return it? You know, the guy who grabbed the bar should go and have to pay it back? Like a trisadi. But there aren't two edim over here who say that he grabbed it. So he could have denied it and said in the first place, I never grabbed it. So if amigo, I could have said nothing. Now they said something, I'm off the hook. Says that Reshbam, the chataf amigo, the ibay le meimar, lo chatafti mehim, and namin, omeimar didei, didi chatfi. Right? For just like he would have been believed, he would have said, I never took it in the first place. Therefore, he should have been believed when he said that it's mine. Lift the ray, you want to say the guy's off the hook. All right? Says Reshbam, mishum dahai, amigo, iko chad sada. There's one witness coming against it. You'd have to go and swear. Back in the Gemara, Lifter, is a witness. He'd have to swear against it. But he himself admitted the fact that he did grab it. Once he said that, that was like a gazan, like a thief. And therefore, he can't make a shavu anymore. So what do we do? This is now a situation that he's chayev to go make a shvua, but he can't do a shvua. And who has to take a shvua but not able to? Sorry, you're stuck. You have to go and you got to pay. And isn't that similar to our case over here also, where the guy was on the land and he said that it was his land and therefore, you know, he should be able to stay? So what are you trying to bring a raya? Me dummy? You think you can compare these two cases over here? We can't compare it. Hasam Sadala Ruikasi. Over there, the one witness is brought in order to go against the guy and say, hey, you took the silver thing. And if a second aid would have come, then Mafkin Lamina, we would have taken away that gold bar from him because of this testimony. So this one aid is there, this one aid now makes him take a shvua. He's not able to. He has to pay. We have the opposite direction. Let's say Yuikasi. This one aid was coming to help the squatter. And if it would be that another aid would have come, then we would have said, okay, it's his land. And he could stay. So even though the guy has to leave because they don't have another aid, the first aid doesn't mechayev to take a shvua to go and, you know, to knock out about, you know, him eating something over there. So you can't go and compare these two. Ella, however, if you want to go ahead and you want to compare it to something, you can compare it to the following. L'chad sada ulitarti shnei ulepere. A similar type of setup would be if, let's say, the guy comes and says to the squatter, hey, this is mine. And what happens? He go ahead, and now he brings one witness to show that 2 years of eating, and the whole goal is to be able to get back the peros. Then you can go and you can compare the two cases. Other than that, you wouldn't be able to go and compare, because then there's a raya against, another one would come, and you have to be a shvua, etc. Bam. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph Beis. Ahu arba. We got a story about a boat. Says Rashbam. Svina Shabanar. There was a boat that was on the river. Davi Minsu Alei Beitre. There were two people who were fighting over this boat. Hi, Omer Didi, you. He. Hi, Omer Didi. One said, it's my boat. He says, nah, it's my boat. So one of them goes in front of the base. And Varman, he says, Tifsua, grab the boat. At the Mycena Sahadi Didihu. Didihi. Grab onto the boat so I can go and I can bring an aid to prove that it really belongs to me. Says Rashbam, why grab it? Penyim Kirenu. Let's let the guy go and sell it in the meantime. He's not worried it's time he's going to grab the boat because already we know in court we understand the fact that, hey, this is a discussion of who's it is. He's worried he's going to sell in the meantime. So what do we do? Tafsinan, alo tafsinan. Do we go ahead and we listen to him and grab onto it and hold onto it and, or not? Avuna amar tafsinan. He says, yep, grab it. Hold on to it. Avihuda amar lo tafsinan. Nope, you don't go ahead and you don't grab it in the meantime. Now, what happened was, Tachlis, they ended up taking it. They grabbed it. Azal, then the one who went to go look for Edim, he went for Edim, that it really belongs to him. Veloshkech Sadi wasn't successful. He couldn't find anyone that would prove it. Amalu, so then he went to the court. You know what? Of course, let it go. V'chol da'alim gavar. And anyone who's stronger, they should be able to go ahead and they should be able to grab it and win. As the Rashbam says, v'chol da'alim gavar, bein b'rayos, whether through a raya, bein b'koach, or through force, you know, anyone who's stronger, they go ahead and they win, take it in there above. So now what do we do? They did grab it, did they let it go or not? He says, no, you don't let it go. Yeah, we do let it go. You shouldn't have grabbed it originally. You don't grab onto it. However, they already grabbed it. We don't let it go. Okay, which goes like Rabbi Huda in both situations. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.